From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian president calls for optimal food estate development. Central bank says cross-border payments will be connected in 5 ASEAN countries next year. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has issued directives for the maximum development of food estates in some areas as a means to increase agricultural productivity. Agriculture Minister Syahrul Yasin Limpo said on Tuesday. Minister Limpo said the food estates must be developed optimally to maintain food availability because a number of agricultural reserve lands on the island of Java have been converted into residential and industrial areas. Indonesia's Central Bank Governor said on Wednesday the cross-border payment program between 5 ASEAN countries, namely Thailand, Singapore, Malaysia, Philippines, and Indonesia, will be fully connected next year. Governor Peri Warjio said at an Islamic Economics event that Indonesia has connected its payment system with Thailand and will do so soon with Malaysia and Singapore. He didn't give details on the agreement with the Philippines. Next, we have Indonesian crude price averaged about $86 per barrel in September 2022, down about $8 compared to a month earlier. The Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry said in a press statement released in Jakarta on Tuesday, the Indonesian crude price team noted several factors that caused the decline in crude prices in the global market. In its September report, the International Energy Agency projected global crude demand will reach 2 million barrels of oil per day, down 100,000 BOPD compared to the projection a month earlier. The last national news comes from the Indonesian Wave Surfing Association, or PBPSOI, which is holding the 2022 National Championship on Pererenan Beach, Canggu, Bali, on October 4 to the 5, 2022, to identify new wave surfing athletes. The association chairperson, Arya Subiakto, told Antara on Tuesday, this is the first national championship held under the association. The goal is to get together, get to know each other, and for the regions to measure the strength of opponents and learn international professional surfing rules. 4 branches are being competed in the championship, men's and women's longboard, as well as men's and women's shortboard, with the youngest participant being a 9-year-old from Jakarta. Now we move to the international news. The Canadian government has set up $300 million Canadian dollar fund to help Atlantic provinces and parts of Quebec recover from destruction left behind by Storm Fiona last month, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said on Tuesday. Fiona, one of the worst storms to ever hit Canada, battered the country's east coast, tossing homes into the sea, knocking out power for hundreds of thousands, and killing at least 3 people. The Hurricane Fiona Recovery Fund would provide up to $300 million over 2 years and provide support for coasts not covered by other federal programs, the government said in a statement. A consortium made up of global energy and shipping organizations announced on Wednesday they will start a project to build and test a carbon capture system on board an oil tanker for the next 2 years. The project on board a medium-range tanker owned by shipping firm Stena Bulk is targeting at least 30% absolute carbon dioxide capture, or about 1,000 kilograms per hour. The company said in a joint press release on the sidelines of the Singapore International Bunkering Conference and Exhibition 2022. We end the news with Asian stocks that rose on Wednesday as investors grew hopeful future global interest rate rises might become less aggressive and amid early signs previous policy tightening was working to temper price pressures in some major world economies. MSCI's broadcast index of Asia-Pacific shares outside Japan was up 0.5% after U.S. stocks ended the previous session with gains. The index is down 0.6% so far this month, Ord Minnett Research and Analysts wrote in a client note on Wednesday, markets have clawed back more of the ground they lost in a slippery several weeks on Wall Street. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sadie.
Listener, today's Diplomatic Corner highlights the Indonesian Embassy in Bahrain holds Bahrain Indo Beauty Expo 2022. The Indonesian Embassy in Manama, in collaboration with Bahrain Indonesia Business and Friendship Society (BIBFS), held fashion show and bazaar titled Bahrain Indo Beauty Expo 2022. The Indonesian Ambassador to the Kingdom of Bahrain, Ardi Hermawan, in a written statement in Jakarta, 1 October 2022, conveyed that Indonesia and Bahrain have similarities in the context of the socio-cultural diversity of the community. One of them is implemented into clothing with unique patterns and motifs. Specifically, Ambassador Ardi also expressed his appreciation to BIBFS as friends of Indonesia, who have always been one of the trigger forces for the promotion of the Indonesian economy, social culture, art, and tourism in Bahrain. Meanwhile, the president of BIBFS, Hana Kano, separately express his appreciation to the Indonesian ambassador and the Indonesian embassy in Manama for the excellent support, collaboration, communication, and cooperation so far. The event Bahrain Indo Beauty Expo 2022 was attended by more than 200 guests. The invitation featured a variety of wastra or clothes and batik clothing from the Handi Hartono Reborn Collection, or the work of fashion designer Khairil Anam, and the West Sulawesi Batik Collection by Yundini Husni Jamaluddin. Moreover, the event also collaborated with four fashion designers from Bahrain, namely Nadia Aljar, Safia Almutawa, Najma Folad, and Hala Asad. They presented various collections of fabrics and clothing with a touch of Middle Eastern and Southeast Asian ethnicity. BIBFS is a non-profit organization founded in 2017 and consists of citizens and residents of Bahrain who have gone emotional, historical affinity and interest in Indonesia. Bahrain Indonesia Business and Friendship Society aims to support economic relations and people-to-people contact between Indonesia and Bahrain. This organization is officially registered with the Ministry of Social Affairs of the Kingdom of Bahrain. The majority of BIBFS members are businessmen, academicians, government officials, and artists in Bahrain. Well, listener, that was the Diplomatic Corner.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on October 5th about the anniversary of the Indonesian military, or TNI. After Indonesia's independence on August 17, 1945, the People's Security Agency, or BKR, was formed as the armed forces. Members of the BKR at that time were Indonesian youths who had previously received military education as soldiers of Heiho. Defenders of the Homeland, or PETA, KNIL, and so on, through Presidential Decree October 5, 1945, BKR was changed to the People's Security Army, or TKR, and in its development, the name of the Indonesian Armed Forces underwent several name changes, until it finally became the Indonesian National Army, or TNI, and 5 October is commemorated as the Day of the Indonesian National Army. Now we move to an event on October 5, 1965 about the funeral of victims of the September 30th movement. On October 5, 1965, the bodies of the generals who were killed in the rebellion of September 30th movement, or often known as G30S PKI, were released to place at the Kalibata Hero Cemetery. based on a presidential decree dated October 5, 1965, the six high-ranking officers and a first officer, the Army, was awarded the title Hero of the Revolution. We end today in history with October 5, 2004, when West Sulawesi officially became a province in the Republic of Indonesia with the capital city, Mamuju. West Sulawesi is a province resulting from the division of the province of South Sulawesi. The province, which was formed on October 5, 2004, based on Law No. 26-2004. The capital city is Mamuju. West Sulawesi has many tourist sites. Besides cocoa, this area is also a producer of Robusta coffee and Arabica, coconut and cloves, and in the mining sector, there are gold, coal, and oil deposits. Well, listener, that was today in history from Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
listeners, Adranan Island is located in the north of Ki Kecil Island and the south of Bayer Island in the province of Maluku. To get there from Bayer Island, you have to go by speedboat for only about 15 minutes. From the pier on Dulah Island, it is also about 15 minutes. It takes about 45 minutes if you depart from Nglurblot Beach, which is the home base for exploring the key islands. The white sand beaches and graded clear water are indeed very tempting. This gradation is created because the sea water is clean and clear, so that the deeper sea water is, the sea water looks like blue. The type of wave on this beach is quite strong, but it is still safe as a swimming area. The beauty of Adranan Beach is that environmental sustainability and ecosystems are still in balance, not disturbed by human activities. Likewise, with the native plants and animals that live on this island, because this beach is quite far from the center of the crowd, it is better to avoid playing for a long time. In addition, there is no place to rest. Speedboat rentals also have limited time. But take it easy. You can still enjoy the panorama around the beach in the afternoon when the sky begins to turn orange. There are various types of water sports such as snorkeling or diving, and you must try on Adranan Island. The underwater scenery will make you feel at home for long until the sun sets. This island is not so popular yet, therefore you can enjoy the naturalness of this island while it is not visited by many tourists. Don't forget to bring your own food and drinks because there are no facilities available here. Of the many islands, Adranan Islands has great potential as a global tourism attraction. According to the local residents, this island is more popular with foreign tourists than domestic tourists. You can enter this island in the list of vacation trips when visiting Key Island. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Jangan dekat atau jangan datang kepadaku lagi. Aku semakin tersiksa karena tak memilikimu. Ku coba jalani hari dengan pengganti dirimu, tapi hatiku selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku? Tuhan, maafkan diri ini yang tak pernah bisa menjauh dari angan tentangnya. Namun apalah daya ini bila ternyata
dia.
selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku?
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about berwisata di Yogyakarta, which means traveling in Yogyakarta. So stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Selanjutnya, Bapak Masuk Melalui Pintu Itu. Selanjutnya, Bapak Masuk Melalui Pintu Itu. Which means, then you enter through that door. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and Borobudur counter clerk. Dev asks the clerk what to do next after getting entrance ticket. Then the counter clerk tells about the next step. Let's listen to the conversation.
Ini tiketnya. Selanjutnya, Bapak masuk melalui pintu itu.
Baik, terima kasih.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to read you some words that I'm gonna repeat two times and you can repeat after me. Selanjutnya, selanjutnya, which means then. Bapak, Bapak, which means sir. Or in the sentence means you. Masuk, masuk, which means enter. Melalui, melalui, which means through. Pintu itu, which means that door. Selanjutnya, Bapak masuk melalui pintu itu. Selanjutnya, Bapak masuk melalui pintu itu. Which means, then you enter through that door. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, selanjutnya, Bapak masuk melalui pintu itu. Selanjutnya, Bapak masuk melalui pintu itu. Which means, then you enter through that door. In the sentence, there is the word selanjutnya, selanjutnya, which means then. It is used to state a connection between activities. In the sentence, the conjunction selanjutnya, selanjutnya, which means then, is used after the activity the counter clerk gives the ticket, and the next activity, Dev masuk melalui pintu itu. Dev masuk melalui pintu itu. Which means Dev enters through that door. To state a connection between activities, you can also use the words berikutnya, berikutnya, which means next, and setelah itu, which means after that. Let's listen to the other examples of using berikutnya and setelah itu. Berikutnya. Berikutnya, which means next. Ini Candi Borobudur. Berikutnya, kita akan pergi ke Candi Mendut. Ini Candi Borobudur. Berikutnya, kita akan pergi ke Candi Mendut. Which means, this is Borobudur Temple. Next, we will go to Mendut Temple. Setelah itu, which means after that. Sekarang, kita ada di pasar souvenir. Setelah itu, kita akan keluar kawasan candi. Sekarang kita ada di pasar souvenir. Setelah itu, kita akan keluar kawasan candi. Which means, now we are in the souvenir market. After that, we will go out of the temple area. Based on information from various sources, the name Borobudur comes from the word boro, which means biara, biara, or in English means monastery, and budur, which is the location of the monastery. So, Borobudur means a monastery in Budur. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Ini tiketnya. Selanjutnya, Bapak masuk melalui pintu itu.
Baik, terima kasih.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Mencintai aku begitu.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi, VOI listener. In today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a song from Central Java entitled Ademe Kuto Malang. The song Ademe Kuto Malang was popularized by the late Didi Kempot, a broken heart song specialist. The lyrics of the song Ademe Kuto Malang also tells about someone who is heartbroken. On a cold night in Malang City, East Java, someone waits for his lover. However, the lover doesn't come either. If the lover forgets him, he asks for her promise in Singosari. Well, listener, here is the song Ademe Kuto Malang by Didi Kempot.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you. neng ati apa ngene iki sing jenenge korban janji wis sambyar aku kudu kapiye metu ngendi supaya ketemu koe.
We end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.